Welcome to Piston Hearted Talks. This is one show where we get your favorite bikers and adventurers all around the world and ask them wacky questions.
Jab chaap sara paisa is bag mein bhar do. Peeche account number likha.
In this series of 7 episodes, our 6th guest is this one guy who we all love for the natural adventurer in him. If not that, his narratives on YouTube for sure gives goosebumps to anyone who is watching it on their screens. Introducing Rohit, toll-free traveler.
Hey JP, it's good to be on your show. A few weeks ago, I told my manager that I want to be on a talk show. I told him, let's get onto a talk show. And he came back to me like a few days later and he told me that he got a slot on some show called Coffee with Karan.
Hey!
And I was like, dude, Coffee with Karan, that's a show about coffee. I want to be on a talk show. So then he told me about Piston Hearted Talks. And I was like, now that, Piston Hearted Talks, that's a real talk show. That's the one I want to be on. Talk to them, make it happen. I think he reached out to your people and stuff worked out. So here we are. Thank you for having me on your show. Let's do some talking.
Hello Rohit, welcome to Piston Hearted Talks, and without further ado, let's get on to your first question. Okay, I had asked Rohit for his nicknames from school, but he said he has no nicknames from school. So I had to change the question and make it to, how did this name Toll-Free Traveler actually came into existence? Like, how did you actually think about Toll-Free Traveler as a name?
Why the name Toll-Free Traveler? I thought you said you were going to ask me wacky questions. Okay, there's no like wacky answer to this. So let's start off with something a little bit serious. Toll-Free Traveler, actually, the interesting thing is my father helped me come up with that name. The idea at the time that I was trying to name my channel and my content and my platforms is that I wanted to do something that wasn't biker this or rider that, or, you know, just all of those things, because as much as I love motorcycles, as much as I love traveling on motorcycles, I love travel first and then motorcycles. So I like sailing, I like backpacking, and if I can afford it someday, I'd like to travel by car as well, and I will pay toll. Oh my God, truth has been told. But the idea was to have something that was more about a way of life and just about a TFT way of life. I mean, I used to be a corporate lawyer and now I do this. It's poles apart. It's totally different, and I felt like the name had a nice ring to it. And eventually, as I journey further in this direction, hopefully it creates like more than just being a rider or a biker or anything, but being a toll-free traveler should hopefully mean something more.
TFT does sound like a brand for bikers and adventurers, so I am sure that it is going to be big. All the best for that, bro. Second question for Rohit, toll-free traveler, is the same question which we have for everyone on the show. What is the first bike which you ever rode?
What was my first bike in life? When you say bike, I hear motorcycle. So let's not talk about scooters and mopeds that I might have ridden, because I think in India we go through that progression eventually before we get two bikes. But the first bike I ever rode was actually not my own bike. It was a friend's bike. He had a TVS Victor. You might remember it. That was like a cult commuter motorcycle about 15-20 years ago. And it was interesting because I wanted to learn to ride a bike. He had a bike, but he also had a girlfriend. And he wanted to go watch movies with his girlfriend. So I came up with a master plan where I would go with him when he's going to a movie with his girlfriend. And then he would go into the theater so he doesn't need to pay for parking. I would take the bike. I would go out and go off on a ride, learn to ride a bike a little bit better. And basically that was my idea of fun. So I got to do that. He didn't pay parking. He got to watch a movie with his girlfriend. And eventually, like, I put a little bit of petrol in, of course. So that was my expense. But I got to learn to ride a motorcycle. And that was what was most important.
Rohit's first bike was TVS Victor. And I am thinking this first bike question is actually getting out nice stories out of these people. And Rohit, I'm sure a lot of college going students are now going to use this idea of parking when they go for movies. Third question for you, Rohit, is how to cross any toll without paying toll when you are in car.
So there are three ways that I can think of where you don't pay toll when you are driving a car. The first requires the most effort, I think. You drive up to the toll plaza And then you get down, you walk across the toll plaza and you have another car waiting for you on the other side. You don't pay toll. You just need two cars. One on this side, one on that side. The second approach is something that's quite popular in Tamil Nadu. Kodi Kattrathu. That's what they call it. But basically that means tying a flag onto your car. It's become a rage in Tamil Nadu at least. I don't know whether it happens in other parts of the country. But you tie your political affiliation flag on the front of your car and then you reach the toll plaza and you like ask the guy whether he knows who you are. The third and probably the most boring option is that you buy a piece of land on the toll road. And if you own land on the toll road, I think at least some toll roads allow you to get a pass. If you have the pass because you own land, then you don't need to pay toll, no matter what vehicle you're going.
So before you get onto a cross-country adventure driving, buy land on all the toll roads. Yeah, that's a nice tip. Question number four for you, Rohit, is what is your take on theory of relativity?
According to me, the theory of relativity, along with several other such theories, are amongst the most unnecessary things that most of us were taught in life. There are a few people who went on to use it. They became scientists, they became physicists, they became other things there, and it's kind of relevant to their lives. But for most of us, absolutely useless. I think that schools should start teaching people life skills, things like how to change a flat tire and how to fix a light bulb. These are the things that schools should be teaching kids. These are the things that most of us will find useful in life. So relativity is relatively useless, in my humble opinion.
Oh my god, okay, after we, you are the one who's like truly blasted this question. About school, it's very true. I mean, schools should teach all those basic things in their schools, obviously. And I am lucky to be from one of the schools where we had subjects like carpentry and welding, plumbing, electricals, wiring, mechanics. So all this were actually there in our school curriculum. It is called a technical school, but we had all these subjects along with our actual subjects. So yeah, that was double. But yeah, we do have schools like that. But I think basics of it should happen in all the schools. Fifth and final question for you, Rohit, is what are different things which you collect on your road trip? Or there's one type of things which you collect on road trip which no one knows.
So the corny answer over here is I don't collect things, I collect memories. You know, take only memories, leave only footprints. I think that's what they say. That's the theory of sustainable travel. I totally ascribe to that. So that's my approach, especially if I'm traveling on a motorcycle. But I think that's more because you can't really collect stuff when you're traveling on a bike. You have so little space to carry what you already have. You don't want to be accumulating more things. When I travel otherwise, yeah, here and there, I pick up a few things, but nothing that's like every single trip I have to get it. It's more about finding something that I find unique that may be a nice addition to my house, might be a nice piece of memorabilia. So something like that. But generally when I'm riding a motorcycle, collecting just memories. That's the TFT way of travel.
I'm sure all those days we spend on road trips, I mean, all those adventures, all those memories are the biggest treasure we can ever have with us. We can ever have with us from a road trip. So yeah. Collecting memories is for sure a great thing. But there's one thing which I do, I mean, I would like to share it. There's one thing which I collect on a lot of my road trip. So this one is from Zozila Pass. I think this one is what I got from Khardungla Top. But I've glued them together and made one. Okay, these two small stones are, I think, from Pangong Lake. So I do collect these small stones or rocks and I keep them in my bag. You don't have to, I mean, it just reminds me of that place. So that's all for today's episode of Piston Hearted Talks. And thanks a lot, Rohit, for coming on to Piston Hearted Talks. I mean, I know my managers kept telling me that your manager kept calling me. Today's feature for Piston Hearted Talks. Yeah. To get featured on the last episode that comes next. Quote of the day. Always remember, you're always at right place at right time. Whatever is happening around you is happening for a reason, and you are there at that place because you had to be. All you piston hearts out there, don't be annoyed, can. See you guys on the next episode. And if you like this episode, share it. Please share it with your friends. If you have not subscribed yet, subscribe to this channel and put a thumbs up below if you liked today's episode. And also comment down and tell me if you have any suggestions for the last episode. Who's this? Oh, Karan, what's up? What, you're doing episodes with bikers now? Who are you calling? Toll-free traveler? Who's he? Rohit? Oh, no, I've never heard of him.